Hi everyone, my name is Kelly and welcome back to the Girl Recovering Podcast, your ultimate guide for dealing with your mental health in your 20s. Welcome back to the third part of this video series. I'm so glad to have you back with me. Bear with me with the sound. We are trying new things. I moved to a new apartment and everything's very echoey in here, so I'm trying to find a filming setup that works. However, we are back for part three. This is the final part for now. I always planned these series to have three parts, but of course we are along this journey together and I'm sure things will come up later. But for now, this is the third and temporarily final part of this How to Get Over a Breakup series. And today we are talking about lingering feelings or what people don't talk about and also putting yourself back out there. So first, let's talk about what some people often don't talk about after a breakup, especially when it's a few months later, a few weeks later, whatever the timeline is. There are some feelings that come up that we may not like to talk about. So let's normalize them. First and foremost is feeling lonely. Obviously, right after a breakup, a lot of people tend to feel this way, but this is something that can actually happen months later or randomly out of the blue. I think a lot of people overestimate this. Of course, people might feel lonely because in a breakup, you have a person and now they're gone. And some of us fill the void with things, and that's really what we have to do, filling that space that that person took up in your life with other things. But it is also completely normal that even if you do fill that space with friends and family and hobbies and all of that, that loneliness still might persist. Also, confidence issues. For me personally, not something I expected to have because I had a lot of confidence issues in the relationship and I felt like being out of it might actually help me get out there and experiment more, but actually I faced more confidence issues and I had a really hard time overcoming that. And then finally is it doesn't matter how long ago the breakup was. It could be a few weeks ago, a few months ago, maybe even a few years ago. Something that's just normal is intrusive memories that come about or feelings that come about. It's so natural, especially when the relationship is long. And I know for me, I always beat myself up really hard when I would have random memories one day or random sad feelings one day, even though the breakup was a long time ago and I would feel weird and annoyed at myself because even though I, you know, don't really think about it as much, that stuff can still persist. So don't beat yourself up over it. But that's great that I said all those horrible things. I'm glad I scared you of it, but no, seriously, it's not something that's scary. It's something that happens, unfortunately. Not everyone may go through it, but it can happen. And if you find that you ever feel like that, like I said, it's normal, it's natural, and there is a way to make it better. Which leads to really the second part and the main part of this episode, which is talking about how to get back out there and get over these feelings that I just mentioned. So I think after a while of healing, we all think to ourselves, maybe I should put myself back out there. I've had a couple experiences with this, whether good or bad, but for me personally, I tried, and tried is a very... I don't know that I would I really tried, but I dabbled with dating apps for like a week and then kind of pulled out of that because it just wasn't my thing at all. I tried just stuff. I definitely just was not, I don't even say not ready. I just was not interested in all of that. But some of us might be, and some of us still might want to get back out there, however that means to you. Personally, for me, that means getting back out there and being more confident and just being more myself and more comfortable around people. So let's talk about how to get back out there and get over all of these nasty feelings. First of all, and I've said this many times before, and this is going to build on what I have been talking about, which is focus on living the life that you want to live. We talked about adopting new hobbies and focusing on your goals in last week's episode, but really, getting yourself back out there really revolves around you living your best life and this life that is filled with all the amazing things that you want to do. Because when you're doing the activities that you are most passionate about, that's how you find like-minded people and find the people that would be attracted to the most you version of you. So that's really important to do. Also, Coinciding with that, never stop working on yourself. You want to always be setting new goals for yourself and keep trying new things. Unfortunately, this kind of journey doesn't really stop after X amount of time. It keeps going. And even if you do go back into a relationship or you are dating again, you still want to be working on yourself because people are attracted to you, not some facade of you, the you that is always working on yourself. And the way that you attract people is by loving yourself. By loving yourself and having this intense self-love, you are showing people how you deserve to be loved, and you're allowing yourself to put your love back out there, so there's the opportunity for people to then give love back to you. The problem if you stop working on yourself and just start dating and kind of just allowing yourself to be with whoever you can, then you open yourself back up to toxic relationships or people who might take advantage of the fact that you are still healing and you don't really want that. You want to be your best self if you're going to put yourself back out there and date. And to date, you also need confidence, and you get that through self-love. And how do you get self-love? Which is by working on yourself, working towards your goals, doing things you love, you know, doing new hobbies, doing new challenges for yourself. It all works hand in hand. And by doing that, you are allowing yourself to be the best version of you. And the way I like to think about it is the next person you might start dating, or even if you're just having fun with people, you're going to be preoccupied. And never in your life are you going to have this chance to just be single and be alone. And that might sound scary, but it is actually an amazing time because it's the only time you're going to get that you get to fill your days with only what you want to do. You want to watch that movie tonight? Go for it. You want to eat that meal? Go for it. You want to go on a walk just for you? Go for it. You literally can do anything you want. You're never going to have this much freedom ever again. So you might as well take the opportunity and do the best you can with it. Also, another thing is I was listening to a TED Talk today about who gets with the people that they want and why so many people have the people that they don't want be attracted to them. And that's because when we're around people we don't want, we tend to be the most like ourselves because we don't really care about putting on this facade to make someone like us. And the reason that the people that we like tend not to like us back is because we aren't being our full selves. We're being the nervous version of ourselves, or we're changing parts of ourselves to be liked by them, but they're not gonna like that. No one likes fake. People like you, and you wanna be the most you you can be, and that's how you're going to attract the right people into your life if you are putting yourself back out there. So your love for yourself, and by you living your best life, that is how you're putting yourself back out there, because you're allowing yourself to let that love in, and by doing everything that you want to do, the right people will find you. Pretty much every single person I know who has been with their forever person, they got with them when they weren't looking for a relationship or weren't looking for anything serious, but we're just living life and just doing what they wanted to do. And then the person that they eventually ended up with came into their lives when they least expected it. And obviously that's a hard thing to hear right now when you may want to get into a relationship, but by doing all these things and just spending your whole life focusing on you and being selfish, it will come. Trust me. You don't want to force it. And literally, like I said, that is a story for every single person I know who is in a healthy and happy relationship. And if you just want to get yourself back out there just to date and have fun, it also works by loving yourself. Because if you want to put yourself out there and have fun and do whatever, totally down for it. But if you do not love yourself and you haven't been working on yourself, then you open yourself up to more heartbreak, and you sometimes will ignore red flags and things like that. And then it won't be fun anymore. And we do not want to do that. So set those boundaries. Love yourself. Live your best life. You can do it. It sounds cheesy, but you can do it. I know you might be sitting here being like, Kelly, that sounds like mumbo jumbo, but you got it. I promise. It just takes patience. It just takes time. And it just works. You focusing on yourself. Trust me. Try it. Be consistent with it. Make consistency your new best friend. And you got this. But obviously those are all fun, and that can work with the confidence issues and feeling lonely. It will slowly solve that. And when you love yourself so much, you won't even care about those feelings anymore, because you'll be so focused on yourself and won't even care about what other people think or any of that bad stuff. But for those pesky, intrusive memories, that is a little bit of a harder thing to solve. They suck. I get it. I've had them before. I hate the feeling. I get so frustrated when I get them, and I get so angry at myself that that's still happening, but it's normal. It happens. It's natural, especially when you've been with someone for so long. It's just something that happens. So here are some of the ways that I've dealt with it and things that you can do too. First, journal it out. Get it out of your system. Write it on a piece of paper, crumple that piece of paper up, throw it out, burn it, do whatever you want, but just get it out of your head because those feelings can linger and you really don't want that. Next, talk to friends or family. Lean on your support system for help during this time because, again, there's a lot of feelings that can come up when you get intrusive memories or even just intrusive feelings that correlate to the breakup or the relationship as a whole, and it's just not fun. So make sure to lean on your support system and don't be afraid to talk about it. I was for so long, I kept it to myself. I did not want to tell anyone. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. But when you do, you realize how normal it actually is, and there are people who are there to comfort you. Another big one is oftentimes we just need to let ourselves cry, and it's sad and it sucks, and I know. But what I've done is I let myself cry it out for 20 minutes and then move on. Because if you spend too much time crying it out, then you're wasting your day away and you're allowing it to ruin your day, and we do not want that. So think about a cloud, for example. When a cloud fills up with rain, it eventually needs to let it all out. And sometimes storms can be very quick. And this is going to be your quick storm because your cloud is full of sadness and you need to let it out, because if you let it simmer, it's just going to really ruin your mood and could even lead to a depressive episode, and we really do not want that. So go to a private space, allow yourself to cry it out for 20 minutes, get it all out, scream, cry, do whatever you need to do, pull yourself together after 20 minutes, and just move on with your day, almost like it never happened. But at least you're allowing yourself time to get it out, so you're not thinking about it all day. You may still think about it, that's normal, but at least you cried it out. And usually when we cry, it might not feel better right away, but it will feel better. So do that and then move forward. Move on with your day. Don't allow it to affect you anymore. All these things, they're normal. But the most important thing is you don't want to make it a habit. You don't want to keep having these feelings and allowing yourself to be sad. These feelings might happen. These memories might happen. But the most important part is to deal with them as they come, quickly and efficiently, so it doesn't become a constant habit always making you sad. It's going to be hard at first. It does take a couple times. In my experience, that's what it's done, but the more you get used to it, the more you realize, okay, yeah, it's normal, give yourself that patience, be kind to yourself, and then move forward with it, because you got this. It's okay. We can do it together. And the last thing that I just thought I would throw in here that kind of relates to everything, do not badmouth your ex. No one likes hearing someone badmouth about their ex. Your ex might have been terrible, and they might deserve it, but it is not your place to do it because it's just going to make you look worse and it's not going to hurt them in any way. So why even bother? Trust me, if your ex is horrible, karma will do the job. You are not going to be karma. You might think, okay, they're living their best life. Why aren't I? I need to bring them down because they were awful to me and I'm the one that said that's not fair. Trust me, if someone is a bad person, karma will come for them, and also they will always be a bad person. You don't need to out them. They will out themselves. It might take time, but that is the case. It doesn't need to come from you, because if it does come from you, then it just looks bad on you, and we don't want that. Trust me. Sometimes when you're with someone who is awful and treats you badly, you sometimes might stoop to their level. It happens. Happened to me before too. And you don't want that because you are above all of that. Don't allow someone's bad behavior and bad personality and bad tendencies to make you a bad person too. You actually have control about that, and don't let it affect you. Be the bigger person. People will realize that they are a bad person without you. You might think you need to step up to the plate and say all the bad things that they did to you in your relationship, but trust me, if they were bad to you in a relationship, chances are they're going to slip up again, because if you know the saying, once a cheater, always a cheater. I mean, that applies, but also once a bad person, always a bad person. So they will, trust me, karma will take care of it and they will take care of it too. So just try not to think about it that much. Wish them well, even if it's not sincere. Wish them well and move on. If you need to rant about it, all the bad things they did to you, rant about it to your friends or people who aren't going to spread it. You just need to get it out of your system. That's normal too. Get it out. You and your friends can hate them together, but you don't need to go around telling people, and don't badmouth them on social media. Just don't. You don't want to be that person. It's not great. It's not a good look. Everyone makes mistakes. I'll just say that, but just, you know, don't do it. It's not worth your energy, like I said, and things will come out when they come out. So you don't have to do anything. Be the one that doesn't talk about it and moves on. And the thing that I always say is the best revenge doesn't come from you doing any bad things to them. The best revenge is you being happy and moving on. So focus on yourself. And like I've said all through this episode, and to sum up everything, focus on living the life you want to live. Focus on being selfish. Focus on being happy and filling your life with all the things that make you happy. Have patience with yourself and know that these bad feelings can come about any time after the breakup. But it's normal. Just don't make it a habit. And honestly, fill yourself with the main goal of loving yourself and improving yourself. That is how you put yourself out there. Subconsciously, that's how you put your energy back out there. You attract what you put out. And I've also heard that when you pour into yourself, you're going to naturally attract someone who does the same, who is right for you. You naturally attract your person when you are focusing on yourself. As crazy as that sounds, it is true. I have seen it time and time again, and it is the formula. So try not to think about that, what I just said, too much, and more about those self goals and how are you going to improve yourself this week. Like I said, it's all about patience. It takes time. It's not always fun, but we are all in it together. And I promise you that you got this. And I promise you things will work out. If you are sitting here saying, what are you talking about? It's been months and nothing is working in my favor. Realign your mindset. Be patient. Stop worrying about it. When you stop worrying about it, it helps you because things are going to come when they are meant for you. Like I said, if you don't believe in all of that universe stuff, it's fine. But that's how things work. So focus on other things in your life. Don't focus on, I'm not in a relationship or I want to be in a relationship. That's not what's important at all. What's important are things like your health, your job, your friendships, your relationships, other relationships, not this one. Everything will fall into place when it's meant to. I promise. So thank you for joining me on this little series. I'm sure we will pick up this conversation again in the future, but as always, I hope this episode helped you. My DMs are always open and I always share my tips on my Instagram and LinkedIn at The Girl Recovering. I have posted the links to both in the description of this episode if you wanted to check them out. I would love you forever if you did. And with that said, I hope you're taking care of yourself and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Bye for now.